Live from KPC Radio, this is Bryson Wesley, and this is My Street Moves, where dancers have made an impact in their community. So I have my guest today. My guest is Relent. Why don't you go ahead and say hello to everybody out there. Express yourself.
Yo, what's good, everybody? Thanks for tuning in. I'm really excited to be here. Bryson, big thanks, big ups, brother, for having me on the show. And I'm Relent.
All right. So Relent, this is all about dancers, so let's go ahead and start it off with dance. What's your style, man?
I'm a popper, man. Popper, just heavy into that funk. I love funk. And I also dabble with some hip-hop because, you know, that's all the rage and stuff like that.
All right, word, word. Where are you from?
Born and raised in the Valley, actually, San Fernando Valley. So right over across the street from Woodland Hills Academy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was born right at that Kaiser.
All right, did you go to Woodland Hills Academy?
I did, and I hated it. Every second of it. It was terrible.
Oh, then if you hate it, I guess we don't even have to go that route. We'll just leave it alone then.
Yeah, there we go.
All right. So, we already talked about your style of dance. We talked about where you're from, repping where you're from. You part of any crews there, Lynn?
Actually, this crew out in Silver Lake, or more towards North Hollywood, Los Angeles area. It's called Warriors Crew. Check them out. My mentor, Shockwave, he is the leader of that crew, and he worked really hard putting it together. I've only been on it on the like actual Warriors crew. There's like a new era Warriors crew. It's really sick. So there's like a division where you kind of get all these new cats that had to audition to be a part of the team, right? And they audition to be part of it, and then just based on accountability and just where your skill level's at and how committed you are to the crew, I mean, you'll really get a spot solidified in Warriors. So it was only about 6, maybe 7 months that happened for me. And I was the first one out of my group of auditionees, I guess, to move up to that spot. So pretty stoked on that.
All right, word. And do they have a home base or anything like that? Is it also over there in Silver Lake, or are they just kind of like a broad kind of thing?
Yeah, I mean, you know, like it's sometimes it's really hard to get the crew together because we're all spread out, like way far. I'm over here in Woodland Hills. There's a dude over in, his name is Eugene, shout out Eugene, in what is it, Thousand Oaks, close to Agora. And then we have Bim all the way in Torrance. So it's crazy, like we're everywhere.
All right, cool. Well, let's go ahead and dabble into more of you now. Okay, now we've got your crew, we got what you rep, where you're from. So let's go ahead and start talking about dance. How long have you been dancing?
Man, the dreaded question. I think, I've been dancing since I was about 13 years old. But I've only been taking it seriously, knowing that I wanted to actually be a part of the culture and actually like live as a dancer when I was in junior year in high school. So I'm like 16 at that time.
All right. And you're continuing on that streak all the way up to now, that's right?
Oh, yeah, dude.
Okay, all right. So what is dance to you then?
Whew. Man, dance is a lot of things to me, actually. Dance is different. At different times of my life, dance means different things, which is crazy. At first, it was kind of just a way to escape everything. In high school, you know, like all throughout my school life, it wasn't too good. Like back home with the fam and all that, dealing with transitions with hobbies, trying to express myself, but getting like just hated on, just really just doo-dooed all over, you know what I'm saying? So back then it meant just an escape. It was just purely self-expression. It was something that I really wanted to get good at and challenge myself and just broaden my my skill set, you know. But now I think of it more as like it's a part of me, you know what I'm saying? Like it's a real, like if I lost my arm, I would lose dance per se. Like I wouldn't, that's a little bit too extreme, I guess some may say, but I mean it's really like it's important to me, dude. It's like a half of my spiritual essence is dance.
Dude, I feel you 110%.
Nice.
110. So let's say what did it take, or what does it take for you to get to this place? You know what I mean? Like, did you take classes? Did you do it on the street?
Oh, man.
Family background push you to do this?
No, actually. I mean, my family, like, growing up as a Hispanic, like, I'm Chilean and Mexican. That's, like, my whole ethnicity. parties were just a thing, like with families. I think any Hispanics listening, I mean, maybe not all Hispanics, but I think, you know, like the family gatherings and all that, they're always turnt, they're always lit, always a good time. And there's always dancing. There's dancing, a lot of alcohol, and just family. So so that was that. But nobody really ever pushed me towards, like, yeah, be a dancer, be a dancer. They always, they would, like, my mom. My mom and I were super close. And she was the only one that was just like, yeah, like, if you like to dance, dude, just go for it. Just don't let anybody shoot you down. Just keep going at it. And if you want to do it, you're going to do it. If you don't, then whatever. But, man, what did it take to get... What do you mean, like, to get to that spiritual essence kind of thing, or?
Well, like, you've been dancing for so long. What did it take to get you to where you are now, or how you feel currently about yourself dancing?
Man. Blood, sweat, and tears, literally. Literally blood, sweat, and tears. Like, a lot more sweat than blood or tears, trust. But it took a lot of psychological overcoming. More than physical overcoming. The physicality of dance will, like, come with time if you really practice it. And, man, I just banged on the table right there. That was crazy. But yeah, it'll come with time and with practice, you know, like anything will. But the mentality of it is something that's what's going to separate you from just being an average dancer, from somebody that goes and dances at parties all nonchalantly, or from somebody that will just, like, bust in a cypher and do a six step, get up, b-boy pose. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a lot of mental preparation and just believing in yourself. Dude, confidence is the biggest thing I feel like a lot of dancers struggle with. And for sure I did for a while.
Okay. So did you learn everything, like, how most people, or how I should say enough people did, I want to say most. Did you learn it in a classroom, or did you learn it by watching, like, YouTube or other dancers? Like,
dude, in my bedroom.
Right?
In my bedroom, like, all day. Man, there's this guy. He has over 40 million views on this one video, you know, nonstop from nonstop. Dragon House.
That one, Marquise.
Yeah, Marquise Scott. Dude, that Pumped Up Kicks video. I saw that late night. It was like 11, 12 p.m., and I'm sitting on my couch watching Family Guy. And I come across this video, right? And I'm just like, what is this? And I'm sitting here staring at this 6-minute-long video, and by the end of it, my jaw is just like...
dropped.
Like, sir, like the Scream mask, you know, like, ah, what? And that very second, I was like, I want to do that. And I just got up and practiced arm waves.
That's right. Shoot.
So, yeah, it's just been a lot of bedroom practicing, a lot of street practicing. Classes are not my forte.
I feel. Okay. So you've already claimed to popping and primarily hip hop. Do you study any other styles of dance, or do you, you know, visualize yourself in the near future possibly doing any other styles of dance?
I'm really open to other styles of dance. I have a genuine appreciation for everything from ballet to dance hall to house, even with the street styles, the funk styles, and all that. I mean, what's most appealing to me is all the street styles. It's dope. Hip-hop, breaking, popping, locking, and all that stuff. But even house used to be a street style. It was ridiculous. But I think house in the near future is definitely something I want to get into.
Yeah, I feel house. I definitely feel house. So let's see. We already talked about, you know, how the blood, sweat, and tears and everything like that. I'm guessing it has to be really, really tough to be a dancer these days. Do you believe that there's a lot of competition out there, or do you think, let's say from like a street level compared to an industry level, all right? Do you feel like the street level and the industry level competition is about the same, or do you feel like it varies because of, you know, the industry and the street?
That's a good question, man. Being a street dancer first, and then just kind of checking out the styles, or not the styles, but like the culture, like going to jams and going to battles, a lot of battles. It's rough, yo. It's definitely rough. The street styles are no joke. If you go to any jam, any event, any cypher, I know there's, shout out to Nalu. He's a student here at Pierce, and he throws sessions Friday nights at CSUN from like 9 p.m. to 2 o'clock in the morning. Sometimes we go. But sessions like his, dude, you really get a vibe and a feel for how passionate everybody in the street culture is. Like, not to say that industry dancers aren't passionate, but street dancers carry a real vibe with them. Like, they're about it. They are with the, they're with everything about the culture, you know? But as far as competition intensity between both, yeah, like, in their own fields, there's heavy competition. I feel like the industry is more cold-blooded because it's purely business, you know? And that's... Think what you want about that. I don't really like the vibes and everything, but it's definitely colder than I would say the street culture. Street culture is a lot more love and provocative, I would say. Like if I met you and I didn't know who you were, I was just talking to a homie about this the other day. If I didn't know who you were, I'd probably call you out in a cipher. If it was a jam, if it was a battle, no matter what it was, if it was a session, I'd call you out. And I'd give you the business. Like, I'd be all in your grill, looking at you like, where are you from? What you about? Talk to me, you know what I'm saying? Like, who are you? And I'd figure them out on a dance level. And if they show me any kind of heart, any kind of passion or drive, and they're not just there like, no, yeah, I can whip, like, then I know he's real. And he, from then on, has my respect. But with the industry, it's kind of like, doesn't matter who you are. If you don't have a large following, if you're not the prettiest dude or woman in there, nobody cares about you at all.
That's cold. That is cold-blooded. For real. And it's funny that you mentioned that about you know, calling people out of ciphers, because Hayes was talking about this in the last show. If you have not seen our last show, please tune into the last show. But he did, in fact, say something about, you know, calling people out. He was talking about in the old school days when he would do the same thing. So I think it's really interesting. There is a difference between industry and the street when it comes to the whole calling out thing. So what else do you do other than dance? Let's go with that.
Dance is a really big part of my life, but I think, I mean, just now recently I've started getting into writing, like poetry and raps, and I have a lot of friends that like to dabble with beats and just make music and all that stuff, from lo-fi to trap to this new genre called tread. It's pretty weird. But yeah, sometimes I'll rap. I'll spend some time just writing, kind of in my room. I'll watch a couple YouTube videos to get inspired, or I'll just go out for a walk or just hit the mall or anywhere in the city just to kind of get some inspiration. And then with that being said, I also like to hit the town and just kind of cool out, vibe, talk to some people. But people are very weird these days. It's almost impossible to find somebody to, like, really talk to, because everybody's sad, which kind of sucks.
Everyone's sad.
Not everyone's sad, you know what I'm saying? But, like, there's a lot of people going through their struggle, and, you know, you can't just expect everybody to just be like, oh, like, hi, person that I've never met before, let's openly have a conversation. I'm comfortable with that. Like, no.
Okay, yeah. I see. So let's bounce off of that then. Has dance inspired you or helped you with whatever struggles you may be going through right about now?
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. It still does to this day. A lot of the struggles, like I mentioned before, are psychological. They're really, like, psychological. I'm a firm believer. I'm just going to, like, go to this. I'm a firm believer that, you know, we're kind of like the masters of our own fate. You know, we control, have every we just control everything about ourselves. You know, we can't control external forces, but we can control our thoughts. We can control our reactions. And with that, I mean, that kind of influences the way we see the world and the world reacts to us, you know? So, yeah, I would say, like, just dancing in your room, got some headphones on. It's been a long day. Just got off work, just got out of school, and you're just jamming, dude. You're just letting loose. Like, nobody's watching, literally. And it's great. Just kind of like soaking in a bath of music.
Soaking in a bath of music.
Bathing in music.
Jeez, that one's heavy right there.
Get on it.
That one's heavy. Okay, so let's continue with the outside of dance thing, but we're going to kind of mix it right about now.
Cool.
So do you believe that dance has also helped you with other kinds of movements? Like, let's say... for example, there's always mothers, right? Mothers have motherly reflexes, right? Just and they'll, you know, in the spur of the moment, they'll be like, oh snap, I need to go reach for this. Oh snap, my baby. And you know, they'll have those reflexes, right? Oh no, it's a motherly reflex. I'm not a mother.
Oh snap, my baby.
But you know, like let's say, for example, I've seen this one guy, right? He was tripping and he did a b-boy move to get up. Do you have any of those kind of moments too? Like where it's like, oh snap, you know what I mean? Like I'm falling, and
then... Yeah, you gotta catch yourself.
If you don't, the ground will, right?
Well said, exactly.
But do you have any, like, do you believe that dancing helps with other movements as well? Maybe like posture, walking, running, whatever it may be.
Yeah, I think so. It definitely influences the way I move on a daily basis. Like, I'm really keen on isolations. I think, I mean, we've sessioned before, you know that.
Mm-hmm.
So, like earlier this morning, I was walking into the kitchen and I open a cabinet, right? And I just isolate every single movement. Literally, like, the minute I walk into the kitchen doorway, it's like I enter this blob of jelly and I'm just like, like all in slow motion, right? And as soon as I get to the cabinet, it's just one movement at a time. And I'm just like reaching for my cup and I don't move my head until it's closed and bam, ka-ka. And I'll just like do everything isolated.
Oh, all right, word.
Yeah.
Word, I need to get on that train. Shoot, what have I been doing in my life?
Not walking into a blob of jelly.
Yeah, obviously not. I need to get with that jelly.
Oh, shoot, my baby.
I'll snap my baby. Okay. So let's get with this train then, okay? So let's jump back into your crew. Have you guys performed on any stages yet? Are you guys primarily just like a street crew that influences the community to dance? Or what does your crew do?
That's actually something that we've been struggling with, is because, last November, we hit our first collective performance where almost every single member, Mofak and Jay Boogie weren't here. Jay Boogie's like cooling out in Vegas doing his own thing, being a player. Shouts Jay Boogie, even though he's probably not going to hear this.
Yeah, he might, who knows.
Mofak is overseas in France doing his thing, so.
Pedally.
Exactly. The Parisian beat maker. We had our first collective crew performance last November at Carnival. Carnival's one of the largest. You're familiar with Carnival, right?
A little bit, not exactly. Kind of explain it to me.
Yeah. It's dope. It's so it happens every month. It's at the end of every month, just kind of like Friday Night Raw, which is a separate industry event. But what Carnival is like one of the largest just shows. It's kind of like a dance concert like you'd have here at Pierce, you know? Or I know when I was back in high school, we had dance concerts where it was just like a whole hour of just dance. So essentially that's what it is. It's just like a whole hour and a half, sometimes 2 hours dedicated to just dance. And it's at this place called the Avalon in Hollywood, right off of, I think, Vine and something else. I'm not sure. But yeah, just a lot of like some of the top names in choreography just get thrown there. If only I could just like remember off the top of my head. It's been a while since I've been there.
That's a lot of names.
Yeah, no, it's amazing though. It's really cool. But nah, because every time we try and make plans to do something, everybody's just so spread out and they're all caught up in their daily lives. You know, a lot of our crew members are going to school and they're trying to juggle between work and trying to find a place to stay. And yeah, it's just hectic, man, to just coordinate when you got so many people in the struggle.
Yeah, I'm actually glad you brought that up. So being a dancer has to be incredibly difficult as a career. We already talked about the competition.
Yeah.
How does one make a living off of dance with all these issues? I mean, like, you have all these, let's say for your crew, for example, everyone's so spread out and there's not a lot of opportunities. You have to live your daily lives. How do you make a career out of dance?
There's a lot of different ways you can do that. There's street performing. Street performing is one. And a lot of people might not be with that because it takes some time to gain some traction. Like, obviously, if nobody's ever seen you before and you just kind of put down a hat, let's say you go over to Venice or you go to Santa Monica, any place where there's notorious street performers. I mean, like, they started with little to no people watching them at all. Maybe, like, their first show ever done, probably, like, 10 or 20 people max, only because people would stop there for, like, 2 minutes. and all that stuff. But yeah, so street performing is one. It's going to take some time to get traction. But if you can pull it together, you have a solid team, or maybe you have a solid routine on your own, then yeah, for sure it's something that could be done. If you do it daily, that's like almost a grand at least income just a week, right? There's going solo, getting an agent, which is really hard to do. You have to be extremely talented. And when I say extremely talented, you have to have a lot of flash. You have to have a lot of charisma and character and all that, because when it gets into the industry side, sadly, not only is it oversaturated, but skill level just isn't like a thing anymore. That's like the lowest on the criteria of lists of things you need to be in the industry, you know, to actually do well. So yeah, just as long as you have charisma and, I mean, a good understanding of what it is that you're getting into, and then you got some power moves to back it up, and you'll be just fine. And that's a way to do it, but it is really hard nonetheless. And then there's miscellaneous ways. You can teach private lessons. You can go teach classes at a studio, which is also kind of hard because you need to have a following, a fan base. Like places at Millennium, I'm not too sure how they work, but like places like Millennium or Debbie Reynolds, you kind of have to be certified. Like you have to have done something. You have to have some credibility to you, if not a large following already, to be teaching these kinds of classes, you know. And even then, it's not guaranteed that you're going to have a lot of people. You can charge $15 and have like 3 people show up and you just broke even. You know what I'm saying? So it's tough. You have to really utilize a lot of social media. Like social media is so epic now because we can just put something on there and advertise it and like millions of people can see it.
Right.
You know? So that way. And yeah, you're just making creative ways. I can go into it a lot farther, but...
Oh, yeah, no. Okay, shoot. Thank you for that. That's really helps with the understanding. The last question I want to ask you, for the most part, same question I asked DJ Hayes and Tiana, is about your name, right?
Oh, word.
So my question is for, well, actually, I'll give it 2 questions. We'll break it even with the answer, right?
Okay.
So my first question will be, is how... just want to obtain their name. Do they create their own name, or is their name given to them? What do you believe?
Both.
You believe both?
Yeah, it works either way. I mean, that's super hard, dude. I struggled with trying to find a name. I bounced around a couple names. I was like D Hobbs, and then I was just Hobson for a while, and then I like for one battle just went to Funk Nato, which is really weird. And this guy just calls me Funknado now. His name is, Rev the Servant. He has his place in Inglewood called the Cypher Spot. Check him out. Free classes on Tuesdays.
Cool.
And, but my name was given to me by Shockwave, the leader of Warriors Crew. And yeah, it's possible that people just can come up with their own or just be bestowed a name.
Okay, well, you pretty much just literally answered what the second question was going to be, which was, how did you get your name?
Oh.
All right. Hey, but I mean, shoot, I'm glad you answered it anyway. So then instead of that being the last question, I'll make this the last question. Mm-hmm. Last question being, is there is a type of energy, DJ Hayes and Tiana were talking about it to me, so there's a different type of energy for different types of things. Like, for hip-hop, there's a different type of energy. For ballet, there's a different type of energy. Jazz, whatever, right?
Most definitely.
Do you feel like the energy is supposed to be specific in specific areas? Or the energy is your own, right? So if I were to go to, let's say, a house one, for example, like DJ Hayes was saying. Right. Let's say I go to a house cypher, and there's a house energy, mm-hmm. right? But I'm also providing my own energy, which would probably, primarily for me specifically, would probably be hip hop, right? Mm-hmm. Do you feel like it would not break up the energy? Do you feel like it would be a good energy? Or do you feel like there's specific energies for specific places that you just need to use?
Man, that is one beautiful question. I wish you would have asked that earlier, because I totally want to just like talk about that now. I'll try to make it quick, though. Man, see, here's the thing. I mean, because like, I like to look at things for what it is, right? And regardless of whether somebody else enters a session that, like, they have their own energy. Let's say it's hip-hop, let's use that example. And then they enter a house session, and that whole room is just filled with a different type of vibe, you know, like a different energy. Regardless, there's two energies there. That energy has now mixed with the house vibe, right? So there's a couple things that could happen. There's one, the house energy will overwhelm the hip-hop energy, and the hip-hop energy might not even want to get down, right? Sometimes that'll happen. I actually went to a house session and that happened to me. Or the hip-hop vibe could commingle with the house vibe and everything could be groovy. The house people, or just the whole room could be in sync that one time, right? Just in that moment of time, everything flows together. That hip-hop complements the house. Or the house might just kind of shut it out, you know, like there's different things. But I believe that, yeah, people come with their own energies. People have their own energies. And I mean, it's really their choice whether they want to just combat, commingle, compliment, do whatever they want with the energies, man.
All right. Word.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Most def, man.
Thanks. All right. This was Bryson Wesley live from KPC Radio. This was My Street Moves. I'm signing off for the next show. Thank you.
Peace.